Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA canceled nearly two dozen regional rail trains for a third day in a row as crews continue to work on inspections and repairs of the Silver Liner 4 cars. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Warminster station in Bucks County.
Several Warminster line trains were canceled today on top of the ones that were planned for the airport, Chestnut Hill West, and Fox Chase lines. It's once again a combination of trains heading into Center City and some heading out, a handful in the morning and the rest throughout the day. While there are many regular commuters affected, there are those like Pat. She was going to the airport. And she had her fingers crossed.
I had the train and the airplane to worry about today.
Mike Dougherty had a doctor's appointment. His morning train was fine, but he was worried about possible cancellations coming home.
For sure. Yeah, I have to think about alternates, and I'm not really sure what they are, so I'll figure that out.
SEPTA, though, says planned cancellations have helped limit the last-minute changes that have had riders scrambling in recent weeks. Now, SEPTA says it's on pace to wrap up the inspections of all 223 Silver Liner 4 cars by the Friday deadline, but more than half of them stayed in the shop for various repairs. That's why there's this shortage. SEPTA officials say they reached a deal to lease 10 cars from the Transit Authority in Maryland, but it'll take some time, several weeks at least, for them to be ready to go. And they say regional rail may not get back to normal until January. In Warminster, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania's 135-day budget impasse seems to be coming to an end. Leaders in Harrisburg have reached a deal on the framework of a spending plan. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The $50.1 billion plan would also grant Senate Republicans their wish of removing Pennsylvania from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, a multi-state emissions reduction pact. Energy policy and REGI became the latest sticking point in budget negotiations. The Republicans have been fighting it in court since Governor Tom Wolf entered Pennsylvania by executive order in 2019. Lawmakers missed the June 30th budget deadline, with mass transit and transportation taking center stage at the time. The collapse of those talks forced SEPTA to enact significant cuts, prompting a plan to fund mass transit for 2 years outside of the budget. Republicans continued to balk at the about $5 billion gap between spending and revenue, saying Pennsylvania would blow through its about $10 billion surplus in a couple years. But Democrats argued the plan invests in programs that would grow the economy to increase future revenues without raising taxes. With the budget impasse in its fourth month, nonprofits and school districts who rely on state funding have been warning about their dire financial situations. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The trial of two men accused of killing Philadelphia Police Sergeant Richard Mendez 2 years ago at the airport begins today. The defendants are also among a group indicted in New Jersey accused in a home invasion and car theft ring. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
The defendants could go to prison for the rest of their lives if convicted. Yobrani Martinez Fernandez and Hendrick Pina Fernandez are charged with second-degree murder and robbery in the death of Sergeant Mendez. Mendez had just arrived at the airport for his shift in October of 2023 when he and his partner heard glass shattering. They went to check it out. Investigators say they found four young men trying to break into a car, and they pulled guns. Mendez was shot several times and was killed. His partner was wounded. One of the suspects also was shot. He died after he was dropped off at a hospital. The fourth man, Alexander Batista Polanco, pleaded guilty to third-degree murder charges last week. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
People in Philadelphia will have an opportunity to get training for jobs in growing industries thanks to $8 million in donations. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
19 nonprofits that focus on workforce development will share the money to enhance their programs with the kinds of services that can mean the difference between completing job training or dropping out. Things like childcare, transportation, credentialing fees, professional clothing. Sean McCaney is executive director of the William Penn Foundation, which joined five other funders to raise the money.
We wanted to prioritize careers where we thought there would be long-term growth opportunities for workers.
Using studies by Pew and the Brookings Institution, McCaney says they identified three areas that fit the criteria.
Enterprise digital solutions, materials, machining and fabrication, and biomedical life sciences.
McCaney estimates the money will help more than 4,000 job seekers with the ultimate goal of improving the region's economic mobility. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.